So you just got going in painting. Tell me how this came about.
Well, I guess in order to talk about the painting, I need to talk first about the body of work that sort of led to this. And, you know, I guess the work has always for me involved a question of like, what is like an ecology, right? So an example of that in my work previously, and I'm going to describe this because it's very different, but what I work in mostly is gesture and performance, and that's how I think about it. So when I moved to Pittsburgh and started at Carnegie Mellon, I sort of like latched onto this political scientific problem that was happening in the Mississippi River. There's an invasive carp species in the Mississippi
River.
Heard
a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I took it upon myself to pursue this research trip where I traveled the Mississippi and I witnessed every volatile interaction between carp and humans. And I also went to the two processing facilities of the carp. And it was a really very interesting process and project. But, you know, one of my primary interests in it was talking to people about how they think about what it is to have an invasive species. You know, it was kind of a foreign concept to me, being someone from Petersburg, Alaska. We don't necessarily have that many invasive species. So I guess, you know, like discussing in the course of what is invasive, you have to talk about what is natural. And it's hard to talk about what's natural in such a global world,
okay,
right? So that's what I, you know, I was just interested in the conversations I'd have with people about what they thought belonged and what didn't.
So how did that get us to these works?
So this work to me is, again, about there's the aspect of distance and, well, you have in the first place, you have histories, right? So all of these people are people that I, in some level, know. And our pasts intersect. But to be at such a distance over a course of time, it's an interesting relationship to build with the subject.
Walk me through a couple of these. Talk a little bit about them, if you would. Take this one right in front of us here.
This one's interesting. I mean, it's Troy Larson in the woods with his son. And his son is covering his eyes. And I just saw it and I thought it was a great photo. So, you know, there's no real personal connection on my end. I just chose images that resonated to me. I mean, for the most part, the interesting thing about a lot of these photos is that they all look, it's not surprising that they came from Facebook. It's not surprising that they came from social media. I mean, this one looks a little bit more like a posed painting.
But they are everyday scenes and people putting up portraits of themselves, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So I saw them as sort of like extruded through this experience that I've had in graduate school. And I think painting is the appropriate medium to talk about that